Do another lesson, six lamps that were checked out to make sure they didn't have a muk in the lishkat ha-tlam, the section in which they kept the tlam, in the Beit HaMikdash. And that would be enough for Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And sometimes the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come out on Sunday and Monday, or Thursday and Friday. So you needed to have six tlam before Yom Kippur, before Shabbos. So you would have enough for Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. As you can't go out on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah and find tlam and check them out for a moment. So it has to be done before Shabbos or before Rosh Hashanah. Now the truth is that it's exerts the custom that you have to have at least six tlam in the lishkat ha-tlam, as we learn out from the Korban Pesach that they brought in Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that it should be taken on the 10th and only brought on the 14th. And Chazal learned out from there that the Korban Tumah also has to be checked out for a moment 4 days before. So therefore, when they were mechanech the Mizbeach, when they used the Mizbeach for the first time, 4 days before the Yom Chinuch, they took eight tlam, checked them out for a moment, and put them in the lishkat ha-tlam. And then 4 days later, when they were mechanech the Mizbeach, they took out two tlam to be brought for the Tumah Shel Shachar and Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim. And then later on that day, they put in another two tlam after they checked them out for a moment. And then the next day again, they took out two tlam and later on put in another two. So therefore, there were never less than six tlam in the lishkat ha-tlam. And that was the Mishnah said, that we need to have enough for Shabbat and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's just a simon to show us that sometimes you anyway need six tlam in the lishkat ha-tlam. But the truth is that's not the reason they had six tlam in the lishkat ha-tlam. The reason is because we had to check them out for a moment 4 days before. And the Mishnah says, Mosifin ad lo'olam. You can add as many tlam in the lishkat ha-tlam as you want. Six is a minimum, but you can have as many as you want. When the levim were playing the klei sheir, the instrument, there were never less than two levim playing the trumpet. And there could be as many levim playing the trumpet as they want. Two is a minimum. And the Gemara said that the maximum is 120. You can't have more than 120 levim playing the trumpet. When the levim were playing the klei sheir, there were never less than nine levim playing the flute. And you can have as many levim playing the flute as you want. Nine was a minimum. And the Levi who was playing the cymbal, he played the cymbal alone. There was only one Levi playing the cymbal. There were never less than 12 Levim standing on the duch of the stage in which the Levim stood when they sang and played the musical instruments. As we had in the previous mission, there were nine Levim playing the kinoras. There were another two playing the nevela, and one Levi playing the cymbal. Altogether, 12 is the minimum. Now, even though we had in the previous Mishnah that there were two chatzotzros, it was the cornet that blew on the trumpet, not the levim. And the Mishnah tells us, Mosifin ad olam, 12 is the minimum, but if they wanted to add and have a lot of levim there, that's okay. Ein katan nifnas la'azor la'avoda ela b'shash ha'levim omdim b'shir. A kohen katan, or a levi katan, never enters the azor to do any avoda at all, even to sweep the azor, or to close the doors in the azor, except when the Levim are standing on the Dochen and singing. The Levim Ketanim also could come in and join. The Ketanim did not play the musical instruments. Instead, they helped the Levim sing. In order to give spice to the song, as the voice of the Ketanim would give some spice to the Shirim that the Levim sang. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Olam Laminyan, Vein Omdim Ala Dochen. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, even though the Ketanim can help the Levim sing, but they don't count towards the meaning of the 12 Levim that stood on the Duchen that we had earlier. There had to be at least 12 Levim standing on the Duchen. The Ketanim are not included in that 12, and they don't stand on the Duchen itself. Ela ba'aretz hayu omdim v'rashem mibein ragley ha-Levim v'tzarei ha-Levim hayu nekrom. Instead, they stood on the ground and their heads were between the legs of the Levim. And people call them tzarei ha-Levim. This is a play on the word sorry. As sorry has two meanings. It can mean sorry, young. And it also can mean tsar, to pain. As the Ketanim pained the Gedolim, because the Ketanim could reach notes that the Gedolim could not.